Do you know the difference between concern and worry? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us that we and God together cannot handle. It sounds so easy when it rolls off my lips, but please understand, I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy to just trust God when you're facing a health problem, a family problem, a job problem, when you're trying to deal with grown-up children, when you're trying to be involved in an organization or a church, and there's problems. I really do understand. It's easy for me to say don't worry. But, you know, every Monday this year, I'm devoting to handling worry. So let's begin with our prayer. Lord, help us to allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives as we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, replace the tension within us with a holy relaxation. Replace the turbulence within us with a sacred calm. Replace the anxiety within us with a quiet confidence. Replace the fear within us with a strong faith. Replace the bitterness within us with the sweetness of grace. Replace the darkness within us with a gentle light. Replace the coldness within us with a loving warmth. Replace the night within us with your day. Replace the winter within us with your spring. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. And the Spirit of God is alive, breathing in us. Remember, God doesn't break into our life from the outside. God breaks out of our life from the inside. And we got to break down those walls that doesn't let the Holy Spirit work powerfully. It doesn't let God out. The walls of worry and fear, anxiety and dread. What did Jesus say so poignantly? When they told the man in Mark's Gospel, "Your daughter has died. Do not bother the Master any longer." Jesus said, "Fear is useless. What is needed is trust." I remember having a mass to celebrate a couple, their 50th wedding anniversary. I had known them for almost 30 of those 50 years. And they had a good many kids. And, of course, the kids had kids now. And after the mass, we were at the reception at a dinner. And the mother, a wonderful lady, when they were both asked to say a few words, and the husband usually let the wife do the speaking, he said a few words, and then it was his wife's turn. And she said, "If there's one thing I hope you'll never forget, something I told you all the time you were growing up, and now I'm saying to your children, fear is useless, what is needed is trust." Well, I almost fell over. I fell off the chair. Because that is such a foundation of my preaching. When I preach either live about worry and stress and a Christian response to stress, or when I'm dealing with it here on the radio show, especially the Mondays of this year, I mean, that is it, isn't it? It's all about trusting God. Easy? No. Possible? Yes. What did Jesus say? What's ever impossible to us is very possible with God. Now, do you know the difference between concern and worry? Let me make it very clear. You probably do, but let me try to articulate it, okay? Concern, there's a problem. I rally my energies. I come up with a game plan. How I'm going to deal with this problem. Worry is just to go around and around and around in circles, where the worry just builds and builds and builds. And I'm not doing anything constructive to deal with the problem. Yes, you know, we're going to have our concerns. But to just be caught up in useless worry, how does that benefit anybody? I'm quite aware that people say when I talk that way, "Well, it's easy for you to say." Well, I'm not sure it's easy for me to say, because you don't know what struggles I've had to deal with in my life. But I'm not here to talk about me. I'm here to help you. And let me use some stories from a book that was written by Dale Carnegie about how to stop worrying. Okay? First of all, he quotes in this segment of the book, the chapter is How to Break the Worry Habit Before It Breaks You. He quotes the famous English politician Disraeli, who said, life is too short to be little. Clever use of words, huh? Life is too short to be little. Those words that André Moreau, written in the magazine, those words have helped me through many a painful experience. Often we allow ourselves to be upset by small things and we should despise and forget. Things we should despise and forget. Wow. Here we are on this earth with only a few more decades to live, and we lose many irreplaceable hours brooding over grievances that in a year's time will be forgotten by us and by everybody. No, let us devote our life to worthwhile actions and feelings, to great thoughts, real affections, and enduring undertakings. For life is too short to be little. Even so illustrious a figure as Rudyard Kipling forgot at times that life is too short to be little. The result? He and his brother-in-law fought the most famous court battle in the history of Vermont, a battle so celebrated that a book had been written about it, entitled Rudyard Kipling's Vermont Feud. Now, the story goes like this. Kipling married a Vermont girl, Caroline Ballastier. He built a lovely home in Brattleboro, Vermont, settled down and expected to spend the rest of his life there. His brother-in-law, Betty Belair, became Kipling's best friend. Betty Belair, excuse me, became his best friend. The two of them worked and played together. Then Kipling bought some land from Ballastier, with the understanding that Ballastier would be allowed to cut hay off it each season. One day, Ballastier found Kipling laying out a flower garden on this hayfield. His blood boiled. He hit the ceiling. Kipling fired right back. The air over the green mountains of Vermont turned blue. A few days later, when Kipling was out riding his bicycle, his brother-in-law drove a wagon and a team of horses across the road suddenly and forced Kipling to take a spill. And Kipling, the man who wrote, quote, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, he lost his own head and swore out a warrant for Ballastier's arrest. A sensational trial followed. Reporters from the big cities poured into the town. The news flashed around the world. Nothing was settled. This quarrel caused Kipling and his wife to abandon their American home for the rest of their lives. All that worry and bitterness over a mere trifle, a load of hay. The great Greek writer Pericles said 24 centuries ago, come, gentlemen, we sit too long on trifles. And indeed we do. Here's a very interesting story that Dr. Harry Emerson Fosdick told. A story about the battles won and lost by a giant of the forest. Quote, on the slope of Long's Peak in Colorado lies the ruin of a gigantic tree. Naturalists tell us that it stood for some 400 years. It was a seedling when Columbus landed at San Salvador, and half-grown when the Pilgrims settled at Plymouth. During the course of its long life, it was struck by lightning 14 times. In the innumerable avalanches and storms of four centuries thundered past it. It survived them all. In the end, however, an army of beetles attacked the tree and leveled it to the ground. The insects ate their way through the bark and gradually destroyed the inner strength of the tree by their tiny but incessant attacks. A forest giant, which age had not withered, nor lightning blasted, nor storms subdued, fell at last before beetles so small that a man could crush them between his forefinger and his thumb. And then Carnegie goes on to ask, aren't we all like that battling giant of a forest? Don't we manage somehow to survive the rare storms and avalanches and lightning blasts of life only to let our hearts be eaten out by little beetles of worry, little beetles that could be crushed between a finger and a thumb? He said he traveled through the Teton National Park in Wyoming And as a matter of fact, he could see the damage that was done by something like beetles. So what do you think, dear friends? Are you being eaten alive by the little worries of your life, the little beetle worries of your life? Are they consuming you right now? Do you find yourself so overwhelmed by the trifles that you forget the power that's at your disposal? The power, you're saying, what kind of power? The power comes from your relationship with God. The power that I talk about on the program every Friday, and here it is just Monday. But let me give you previews of coming attractions. On Friday, I will say, TGIF, thank God it's Friday, and every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Well, you know what? You've got to do that right now. So you're not absolutely overwhelmed by your worries, most of which either never happen, or if they do happen, God gives us the ability to deal with them. Here's today's food for thought. Man is honored for his wisdom, but loved for his kindness. That's kind of a continuation of what I was talking about all last week when I talked about kindness. This was written by S. Cohen. Our world is becoming so crude, we're forgetting how important kindness is. You know who I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for the state police. These are the people who very, very much take care of the big, big, big problems that occur on our roads, that occur between jurisdictions. Dear God, bless the state police, men and women, who often put their life in danger to protect us. Protect them, Lord. Cover them with the mantle of your love. Send St. Michael, the archangel, to protect them from harm. Amen. Now, let's see if I can make you smile or laugh. True story. My friend sat down with a new client at her gym to review his application. For the question, to what do you attribute your fitness issues, the woman wrote, horrendous eating habits. What makes you say that, my friend asked. The woman replied, I can't spell atrocious. Atrocious eating. You got to laugh. You want to contact me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Why would you contact me? Well, let me know you listen to the program. I love to hear from my listeners. You can send me your prayer intentions, which I will faithfully take to prayer so I can be your prayer warrior, pray with you and for you. You can help me keep my hospital for the very poor open in Oaxaca, Mexico. No matter the size of the check, would you please write me a check today? I know you're busy. Write it today. Send it. Make it out to TASH, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And if you use the Internet, visit my website at fatherscott.com. Spell out Father. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.